This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio lawmakers are working to repeal the bill at the center of a $60 million bribery investigation. House Bill 6 uses ratepayer increases to subsidize Ohio's two nuclear power plants. The FBI on Tuesday arrested Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder, who's accused of funneling millions in dark money to pass the bill. Akron-based First Energy has acknowledged that it's cooperating with federal investigators. Democratic Representative Michael Skindle of Lakewood is one of the sponsors of a bill to repeal House Bill 6. He says it was passed under corrupt circumstances.
Therefore, it makes the legislation in and of itself corrupt. And to restore the trust of the citizens of Ohio, we need to repeal the legislation outright.
Lawmakers in the Senate are drafting similar legislation. Skindle and co-sponsor Michael O'Brien of Warren are expected to introduce their legislation on Monday. After initially saying he wanted House Bill 6 to stand, Governor Mike DeWine reversed course on Thursday, saying he supports repealing and replacing the nuclear bailout bill. Hours before a statewide mask mandate went into effect Thursday, Ohio reported around 1,400 daily cases, a number higher than the state's 21-day average. Governor Mike DeWine designated 23 counties on red alert on the state's color-coded alert system. In northeast Ohio, those include Cuyahoga and Medina, which was upgraded. DeWine said Medina officials traced the surge in cases to graduation parties, weddings, and out-of-state travel. Summit and Lorain counties were downgraded to level 2. Ohio has topped 80,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 3,250 deaths. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson will hold a press conference today to address a move by President Trump to send federal law enforcement agents to the city to curb crime. Trump named Cleveland, along with several other cities, as part of an expansion of Operation Legend. Meanwhile, Governor DeWine on Thursday called the operation healthy, saying there's a long history of crime-fighting partnerships between local law enforcement and the federal government. The Cleveland Metropolitan School District will begin the first 9 weeks of the school year entirely online. CEO Eric Gordon made that announcement during a Thursday COVID-19 roundtable event at University Hospitals. The district has planned for an eventual combination of in-person and remote classes. The full reopening plan for Cleveland schools is set to be released today. The University of Akron has announced the formation of a task force to review athletic spending. WKSU's Mark Earhart has this story.
The task force will begin work this fall looking into the university's athletics budget and its status in Division I sports. In an email, UA President Gary Miller said he wants to have a thorough discussion of the, quote, complex issues surrounding D1. UA leadership and faculty have been at odds over sports spending, with the professors' union wanting more money invested in academics amid layoffs and deep budget cuts, citing the fact that UA loses money on top-tier sports. Miller has been an advocate for staying in D1, citing a multi-million dollar buyout the university would have to pay to exit the Mid-American Conference. Earlier this year, the university eliminated three sports programs and announced it would cut athletics by $4.4 million, part of an effort to close a $64 million budget shortfall in the wake of the pandemic. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.
Unemployment claims dropped this week in Ohio after a slight uptick last week. The state reported nearly 424,000 continued jobless claims for the week ending July 18th. It's down nearly 6,000 from the week before. The state also reported a drop in new unemployment claims of just around 30,000 last week. That's down more than 5,000 from the prior week. This is WKSU.